absolutely sold us, Brian. We're depending on this money to help us along the way cater for children that have no placement or have no where to go after they leave school. A lot of them don't have anywhere to go. We put together a very concise and thorough application along with two other organisations who are experienced. One in particular who are experienced in receiving huge funding from different areas and run a very successful charity both north and south of the border. So it's just totally soul destroying.
If you had been successful in the application, what services or help were you hoping to be able to provide to the people of Donegal?
Well, as I said to you, the application was for age between 15 and 29. And we find a lot of our children, when they leave school at 18, young adults they are then, they don't fit into any category. They're not able to go to third level.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're more intelligent than just a day services placement, which is a care setting. And they have a lot of abilities, which are not being tapped into. We wanted to cater for that group of young adults.
And presumably any positive work that's been achieved up till that age, be it through school or other services, can be lost, can't it? Because you can't, you know, you don't switch off a switch at 15.
Yes.
You know, you require that continuation. And many rely on that sort of consistency, don't they, of support?
Absolutely, 100%. Those children have such high input between the ages of 4 and 18 from school. An educational input, and that can just go by the wayside. And it's an awful pity. It's an awful loss.
How much in funding were you seeking?
$250,000.
So just really 25% above the absolute minimum. So you weren't looking for the sun, the moon and the stars either?
No.
Were you
I wouldn't mind. You know, we were in Dublin. I heard Pierce talking about the minister. We were in Dublin and met with Minister Simon Harris and Fionnuala McGrath. But Fionnuala McGrath, to me and to our group, seemed disinterested in what we were doing. That particular day we were in the Dáil, there was a lot going on with Francis Fitzgerald. That was before Christmas. And they were in and out taking votes, etc. And he was the only minister who didn't come back to talk to us. Joe McHugh and Simon Harris came back to talk to us. But Fionnuala McGrath didn't seem interested. So it's just so disappointing that he cannot see past his own constituency. He stood on the TV and said that most of it went to his own constituency. 13 of those dots. By the way, that's our map that we made up.
I know, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
13 of those dots on that map are in his own constituency, which is highly unfair. Really, it's shocking, really, when you think about it.
Listen, sometimes you see that with sports grants, with, I don't know, roads grants or what have you, and you know, we can live with that maybe, because sometimes you lose out and sometimes you win. But when it comes down to the care of children and young adults, especially with all the other challenges that we face, there's just no excuse for it. And it really
absolutely no excuse. You're right. No excuse.
Is there an appeal mechanism? Were you told why you were unsuccessful, Angela?
One of the things we were told was that our clients didn't give enough feedback.
You mean the service users?
Yes, which makes us really angry, as most of our clients are non-verbal.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
A lot of them are non-verbal and unable to put into words their feelings and their emotions. So it's just shocking.
That is beyond remarkable. We're putting calls in now to the offices of Simon Harris and Fionnuala McGrath. It will probably make very little difference, but just to get an explanation, I would like someone to come on and stand behind that decision and to explain it.
Yeah, well, I would say you'll be lucky if you get anybody.
Well, I know, but we can't give in, Angela. I'm so sorry, because I know you just work so hard at what you do.
You know, we work so hard. All these children are coming to us, referred by both the HSE and now TUSLA are starting to refer children to us.
Because you're being told that you...
Funding is coming with these children.
And you're being told now that you are not being given the tools to help people. You're in the caring business, and you're being told we're not actually providing you the tools to allow you to help people. And if you're in the business of helping people, you know, it's beyond tough.